Hello there, English speakers, and welcome to the Day of Wisdom, Odin's Day. And today we'll do some reframing about news and other stuff, just because it's a good day for that. But let's start by taking a big, deep breath. So, OL3. So thank you for that, Reuters. That's the new reactor in Finland, the nuclear reactor. It's having problems again. I guess it's just usual incompetence and that we haven't really maintained all the nuclear competence. But yeah, there are a lot of energy problems around Europe that together looks a little bit suspicious. But now I'm going to defend the vampire squid, also known as Goldman Sachs. So this is an investment bank. They make money of others' misery and stupidity. Or maybe if they, for example, destroy Europe's energy grid or energy production, they might have been shorting that or speculated in the prices. So they can do evil things, maybe, or not maybe. There are definitely some of the branches of Goldman Sachs, or one of these vampire squid arms, that are doing bad, illegal stuff and get away with it. But I will defend them now. Goldman Sachs was explaining how Big Pharma's business model is. And that is to keep people as sick as possible, never cure anything, and just make people eat medicine, even better if that medicine makes them sick in another way, so that they can sell even more medicine that costs even more problems that they need another medicine for. So this is not Goldman Sachs being evil. This is Goldman Sachs explaining for investors what they are investing in, and that's just good for everyone that we know how this works. But I would, to if you don't understand how this works, listen to Edward Dovd. So he's a former BlackRock worker. That was 10 years ago or something, so it was a long time ago. But he is trying to take out Big Pharma by using exactly this tactics. If you want to make money, which you want if you're an investment bank, you want to, you know, have people that are alive and healthy so that they can make more money, because then there is more money for you to, you know, take. So if these investment banks can create some sort of financial instrument that goes up in value when people get more healthy, they can use that, and then they can short the stocks of the Big Pharma, and they can maybe even, you know, make the legislators more honest. They can buy media to really crush the Big Pharma, and in that way do good things. So that is what Edward Dovd is working with. He's trying to convince others on Wall Street to work on this, not because they want to do good for the world, but they can use this to make money. So see investment banks more like a tool. They are not evil, not good, they just are. So interesting explanation from Tucker Carlson here, where he explains that he's not a populist. He is using populist as in mob rule. He defined himself as an elitist, and he does this because he's not against that there is a hierarchy. He wants a hierarchy where better people are leading the not so great and wise people. the problem he has with the current elite is that they don't care about the people below them, and they are also pretty much insane. So that's his problem with it. So yeah, I can sort of agree. I also started to think about why we don't have any Tucker Carlson in Europe. I can only speak for Sweden, and I think Carlson is the second most common name in Sweden. So yeah, it's a typical Swede. And we have people like Tucker Carlson here, although not as well spoken. But there is not just one Tucker Carlson. So if we get one Tucker Carlson here in Sweden, he will not have the same reach, and then maybe the society will not, or the media will not lift him up as they accidentally did with Tucker. I don't think this was something that Fox News wanted, but it happened and now they can't stop him. So anyway, if you have any ideas how we should get more of Tucker Carlson's here in Europe, let me know. Maybe I am, but I'm not exactly his style, to say the least. Robert Malone is writing about the dangers of 5G. The problem is that we don't have good research on that. If you know any researchers that want to test this, what they should test for is not having some sort of amount of radiation and then see, measure the energy. That's not what is the big problem. Royal Rife, for a long time ago, almost a century ago, was doing research on giving different frequencies. So it turns out, it seems, that most living things are fine with any frequency, so they can take any frequency well. But if you have two frequencies, then if they are the exact right ones, or maybe three or four, then you destroy these backup systems, sort of to speak. So you both cut off the railroad and the usual road, and then nothing works. But if you only disturb one of the sort of systems in the cell or bacteria, then they will be okay. So if you want to see what is safe, you have to test for this, the different kinds of frequencies at the same time, and then you might see what might cause huge problems and how to kill people with very not strong signals, but still something that resonates with the cells in a bad, bad, bad way. Someone on Twitter is asking for things from the government, just want to have, you know, good infrastructure, law and order and that sort of thing. Don't ask the state for anything, you have to take it. This is a mafia, and they are outside of the law. They write its own laws. They will not do anything just because you ask them. It's a mafia, and you have to take it, otherwise they will not give a shit about you. So don't beg for something from the state, then you are in the wrong mindset. So there is now a martial law in the Donbas plus Kherson and Zaporozhye, these new parts of Russia. For some reason, Putin declared it. It seems like they are expecting a big last attack from Ukraine. And TASS, the Russian news agency, is explaining Suroviki. If you haven't heard this before, it's a very good article that describes the style of fighting. Russia is just trying to save their soldiers and grind down the Ukrainian forces,
which they don't at all feel good about. And they also explain how the Ukrainians have forces that are mainly focused on shooting Ukrainians that don't want to run into this meat grinder. So that's the horrible situation that we have. And it seems like everything here is connected to the midterms. While Republicans or Republican candidates are talking about impeachment and then criminal accusations and, well, putting them in prison basically. So of course the Democrats are doing everything to save not only their power but their lives, and they don't care about Ukrainians and Russians, mostly Ukrainian, but also, you know, civilians that they bomb, and they do everything just so that they can have something in media that says, oh, we are winning in Ukraine because Joe Biden is so smart. And of course they are just hastening the fall of Ukraine, and as I said, Russia cannot make peace with NATO because NATO doesn't want peace. That's not what they are doing. They want to steal as much US taxpayer money as possible and hurt Russia as much as possible. Here is an interesting way to get the message out from Palioman, and he's a MD, he says, and an expert on geopolitics. So he posted an image of a Serbian civilian train that got bombed by the terrorist NATO forces in Serbia a long time ago, when during the Serbian bombing campaign, or the bombing campaign against Serbia. And he writes the comment, "The evil Russian bombed Ukrainian train." And people get really angry at him why he's posting this fake news. And some Serbian is explaining what the image actually was. And, well, everyone got very angry at this Palioman that had to explain. This was just a way to show how evil NATO is. So yeah, he got out that message for sure, but he also looked like a Russophobic NATO troll. So yeah, he did get his message out, but he also looked very bad. And you can't really differentiate between some sarcastic comment that assume that you know where this image is from and a usual idiot, because I mean everyone from Bellingcat to, you know, John Brandon says things that are way more obvious lies than this. So yeah, I don't know if that was a good idea to do. So here's a quiz for tomorrow. The only American who have ever died with active COVID infection and had breathing problems, but he was not marked as a COVID death. Who is that American who died with a COVID infection and breathing problem, but it was not marked as a COVID death? You have the answer linked to from my Substack for you who have short memories or are not that into all the bullshit news. So I'm feeling a little bit sorry about Bezos. He's now the loser billionaire that don't have his social media platform. Maybe he can buy Gab or something. I don't know. I don't think Gab is selling. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he's looking for something at least. Maybe Washington Post can have their own social media extension, who knows. Here in Sweden, we've got an Elsa Widding. She is a an expert on,
should we say, not climate, but climate, well, sort of outside view of the climate, of the climate research and what they are actually saying and so on. And she is an energy expert. But she has got elected now to the Swedish parliament. So all these climate people that have been singing their climate song without anyone criticizing them for that part. They do criticize each other for fighting the climate in a wrong way, of course. But now she says that that is all bullshit and we should focus on real environmental problems. So we'll see if this gets some traction in media or if they will just continue to not try to fight the cult. And Australia is withdrawing their recognition of Jerusalem as the capital. I will say that this is narcissist circus. No one in Australia gives a shit about this. They just want something to argue about. They are too stupid to argue about something that actually matters. So instead, it's starting to get cold. So instead they are arguing about bullshit. That is what narcissists always want, so that they can be seen and heard and, well, don't. The good thing is that they don't do anything harmful. On the other hand, they don't do anything useful either. So that's my take on that. And with that, it's time to warm up my fingers because it's very clear weather here in the winter, so it's starting to get really cold very soon. So see you again tomorrow.